Welcome to A World Powerfully Transformed, a new podcast from Unity on Cape Cod. We are creating community, celebrating love, and transforming lives. In this special series, we will bring you exciting, positive spiritual teachings, as well as thought-provoking interviews with guests from a diverse spectrum of the greater community. Now let us join Reverend Tony for this week's presentation.
Welcome to the Unity on Cape Cod podcast. I'm Reverend Tony Cryer, the spiritual leader here at Unity on Cape Cod. We are part of Unity Worldwide Ministries, which has a vision of a world powerfully transformed by the growing movement of our shared spiritual awakening. Each week, I will be bringing you special guests, and we'll be talking about current issues and topics that are impacting our lives and how we can take a spiritual approach to transforming our world. So welcome, come on in. Welcome back, everyone. Today's exciting adventure with the world powerfully transformed is going to be the choice for peace. A revolution of consciousness. Albert Einstein said that you cannot simultaneously prevent and prepare for war. I think this is the ultimate sickness that is in the human mind in the world today. It's we're trying to do two things simultaneously. And this thought system of duality is creating a further separation and division. What we're attempting to look at today is how can I make the choice for peace? How can I let peace begin with me? We sing it in most of our Unity churches and spiritual centers every week. Let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me. So I believe that it starts with allowing the truth of who we are to permeate and fill our consciousness to the point where that is all that is in our consciousness. That's why it's a revolution of consciousness. I think the Course in Miracles says it the same as Albert Einstein, only with different words. It says, if I defend myself, I am attacked. I'm attacking myself by my defenses. I'm saying that I'm vulnerable, I need to defend myself, and that's the attack. It takes a moment of clarity of mind to see that the two things are not separate. So it really comes down to a question of consciousness. What thoughts and feelings and beliefs am I holding in my mind? Am I creating as my reality? What is my personal consciousness? What is true for me? It's important that we review what is true for us, that we look at our own thoughts and feelings and beliefs and question them. We know our thoughts can change and do change all the time. So our consciousness also will evolve as our thoughts, feelings, and beliefs evolve. That's not really the question. What I'm proposing today is that we are at the point in human evolution where we need a revolution of consciousness. We need a sudden, drastic change, a turnaround in the direction that we are going in our thinking and how we feel about ourselves and one another and what we believe about ourselves. And we need to question all those beliefs. This is why I feel the Course in Miracles was so important for me in my spiritual growth. It had me right away in the lessons, the workbook lessons, look at what I was thinking. Lesson number one is nothing I see means anything. Number two is I've given it all the meaning it has for me. Number three is how can I understand it if I'm only giving it a limited meaning and I'm not seeing it for what it is? So number four, very important. The fourth lesson in the workbook of A Course in Miracles says to me that these thoughts do not mean anything. To detach the emotional intensity that I have given to my thoughts and my beliefs, I think is the first step in choosing peace, in allowing peace to begin with me, is to realize that these thoughts don't mean what I thought they meant. When I drive around, I see this bumper sticker on some people's cars that say, "Don't believe everything you think." I love that one because it's focusing on me. What am I thinking? What am I believing? How am I contributing to the peace in the world today? How am I allowing peace to be here through me? That's why we need a revolution of consciousness with all of humankind. We need not only pay attention to our own individual consciousness, but it's important to see how that's affecting the world, see that how that's affecting those around us. There was a quote I ran across this week that said, every decision that we make is either an expression of love or an expression of fear. How are you expressing love in the world? Or are you continually expressing fear? And sometimes when everybody seems to be using fear as the motivating factor for their lives, it seems easy to just jump on board with that crowd. That's what the world does. It uses fear as a motivating factor. But can we choose love consistently and use love as a motivating factor? Can we adopt the thought system of Jesus the Christ? Can we adopt the thought system of any enlightened master, of Buddha, or a philosopher like Lao Tzu, the I Ching? Can we adopt the spiritual philosophy and make it the focus of our thinking, our feeling, and our believing? I believe we can. That's why I've chosen to be a New Thought minister. So if we're talking about consciousness, a revolution of consciousness as the prerequisite for peace, let's look at what consciousness is. According to Charles Fillmore in The Revealing Word, he says, consciousness is the sense of awareness, of knowing, the knowledge or realization of any idea, the sum total of all ideas accumulated in and affecting man's present being. So all the ideas that you have accumulated in your mind, in your being, that affect your beingness, that present who you are and how you operate and what motivates you, the thoughts, feelings, and beliefs that you are holding, the composite, he says, of ideas, of all the thoughts, emotions, sensations, and knowledge that makes up the conscious, subconscious, and he includes superconscious phases of mind. It includes all that man is aware of, spirit, soul, and body. Fillmore goes on to say, it is very important to understand the importance of our consciousness and spiritual growth. Divine ideas must be incorporated into our consciousness before they can mean anything to us. An intellectual concept does not suffice. To be satisfied with an intellectual understanding leaves us subject to sin or error, sickness, poverty, and death. And I would say all the conditions of this world, the conditions of war, of confusion, of misinformation and disinformation, it leaves us subject to those things because it's only an intellectual understanding. Fillmore says, to assure the continuity of spirit, soul, and body as a whole, we must ever seek to incorporate divine ideas into our mind. A consciousness of eternal life places one in the stream of life that never fails. And he also says, he also says that to ascend is to rise into the spiritual realms of mind. And that is what I feel is the revolution of consciousness, to ascend to the spiritual realms of mind, to incorporate what he would call the superconscious phase of mind. When your mind is phasing in the superconscious, that means you're affirming these divine ideas and incorporating them into the cells of your body, into the memory of your mind, into your brain, into the synapses, how you're communicating with yourself within your own body, mind, and soul. You're allowing the superconscious phase of your mind to guide not only your actions, but if you go deeper, your feelings, your beliefs, and your thoughts. So, of course, in New Thought Christianity, we start with our thoughts. We look at what we are thinking. And we have some great ideas that were presented to us as ways of being. Some of them were given to us by Jesus the Christ in his Sermon on the Mount, the Beatitudes. And there is no greater treatment of the Beatitudes than the one that I found in Discover the Power Within You, the book, famous Unity book by Eric Butterworth. And so I just want to touch on two of the Beatitudes, attitudes of being, not just intellectualizing these ideas, but being these truths that are in our mind, these truths that are universal, these spiritual principles. We can live by them. We have a way shower. We have many amazing enlightened beings that are also choosing love over fear. It's not just something we say, it's something that we choose. So the two Beatitudes I want to look at. One is, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. The second is, blessed are the peacemakers, which is what our show is about today. It's about choosing peace. It's about the revolution of consciousness that is necessary for us to create peace in our world. It's a completely different thought system, but I will tell you, the world is beginning one by one to awaken to the truth of peace, to lay down the toys of separation, the toys of war. So blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Eric Butterworth says, when you are pure in heart, when you are unalterably convinced that there is only one presence and one power, God, the good, omnipotence, then you see God everywhere. You see good everywhere. However, you are seeing things not as they are, but as you are. That's very important. This seeing is an insight which influences the outlook. The physical eyes are no longer organs of sense impression. They become channels for the expression of the inner power. Seeing becomes an actual projection, or I would say extension, of God power, a power of blessing. When you are pure in heart, you are established in spiritual principle, and you view all things from God consciousness. Jesus saw God or good in all men. He refused to settle for the belief in the partial man of sin or weakness or affliction. From God consciousness, he saw the whole man within the part. And this seeing was the key to his healing power. One of Eric's most famous sentences is, "Man is not in the world to set it right, but to see it rightly." We are not here to set the world right. We are just here to see it rightly. And right seeing is the passport from illusion to the heaven of accomplishment. So if we want to accomplish the attainment of spiritual sight, this is the passport from illusion to spiritual consciousness, seeing with what the Course in Miracles calls the vision of Christ. If you want to change the world or to be an influence for such a change, you must begin within yourself by changing the way you see the world. Get back to the principle, a whole universe, a whole man, I would say a whole person. See in this purity of consciousness, the wholeness, and you will project a healing or wholesome power. He goes on to say that this is a tremendously important beatitude. Let us put it into a usable affirmation for self-treatment. I see the world not as it is, but as I am. And then affirm dual unity with God. So that's where we start. Letting peace be on earth is letting it be in us. I see the world not as it is, but as I am. So we're projecting the world. This is A Course in Miracles. We are projecting the world that we see from the inner state of consciousness that we have. That's why it's so tremendously important to have a pure heart, to each and every day affirm your truth and to build the awareness of the purity within you. I am in spiritual unity with God, is the affirmation that Eric Butterworth gives us. And the next beatitude that he speaks about is, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. This is an important key to the potential God power in man, in every human being. Man is a spiritual being, a true child of God in spirit. But he only becomes this in fact and in expression when he is attuned to the infinite and expresses his God potential of love and peace. So what I'm saying here, and I'm agreeing wholeheartedly with this book, with Eric Butterworth right here, is that even though we know intellectually there's a God power in us, that we are a spiritual being, that it only becomes a fact for us and an expression in our world when we are attuned to the truth, to the infinite, and express our God potential of love and peace. We must express that love and peace. So it's not just sitting back and hoping that peace is going to happen. We have to express it. We have to embody it. He goes on to say, this calls for much meditation and scientific prayer. I love that idea of scientific prayer. It takes a keen focus of affirmation of truth in the scientific application of the power of our mind. He says the diligent conditioning of the mind to accept the releasement of the dynamic God potential within, that's what scientific prayer is. Man has so long functioned on the level of his humanity, it is difficult for him to acknowledge anything greater than himself. He may say he believes in God, but it is a God out there to him whom he gives prayerful obedience. He really doesn't expect any divine intervention in human needs because he has not really believed in God in himself. And this is the great gift of New Thought Christianity, of the Unity Movement, is to not only understand that God is within us in an intellectual capacity, but through the activity of being. These are be attitudes of being in that God self, of igniting the God potential within us, of expressing that love and peace, making the choice for love instead of fear. When we realize that every choice we make is one of expressing love or expressing fear, then our choices are going to become so much easier. I invite each and every person listening today to slow down their reactions to the world and to think that the power of how they respond, how they express themselves in the world, will bring about peace or continue to bring about the illusion of our separation. And therefore, all those things that come with it, the sickness, the pain, the devastation, and the war. What I'm saying is that there are so many now who are absolutely convinced that this is not necessary, and we are fed up with the human condition of separation. We have had enough of war, and we are making the choice for peace. We are continually putting all of our passion and dedication into this revolution of consciousness. And it's not a new idea, but it's a true idea. Maybe they should have called it true thought instead of new thought. I don't know. It's a true idea that we are one. It's a true idea that God lives in you. It's a true idea that your mind, your feelings, your beliefs have power, and that our consciousness is shared with one another. It's a true idea that the universe is conspiring on your behalf, that you are creating the world you see. It's a true idea that you are just as powerful and perfect as Jesus the Christ, as Buddha, as anyone you may want to use as your way shower, as your teacher. That you have the perfection of God within you. So a little more from Eric Butterworth, because this book, Discover the Power Within You, is just amazing. It's timeless. And this treatment of the Beatitudes is, it's a healing balm to the mind of someone who has followed the teachings of Jesus. It really is a foundational text for us at Unity. So let's go on a little more in how we are blessed as peacemakers. He says, after he says, you need to believe in God within yourself, he says, this is why there is such an urgent need for Jesus' revelation of the divinity of man. Man needs to know that he can resolve his deep frustrations over prolonged pleading to the unresponsive heavens for help. There is help for him beyond the end of the rope, which means beyond your devastation. You don't need to hit bottom any longer. This help comes not to him, but through him. And I want you to hear this. This help does not come to you, but through you. In other words, as a scientist recently put it, maybe God will work a miracle for us if we don't make it too hard for him. It's kind of funny. He also says there is a miracle working power within every man. This is what I want. This is what I came to share with you today. That it's in you. It's in your consciousness. There's a miracle working power within every person, every one of us. But we must condition the mind to receive and express it. We need to receive the miracles and express them. So here it is, in a nutshell, from Eric Butterworth. The peace that we desire and need in the world is that which passes understanding. It surpasses all understanding. It cannot come by treaties or agreements or by wars or boundary lines. Peace can only come when human beings become receptive to it and become peacemakers in the process of expressing it from within. That is the choice that we are faced with right now in our world today, expressing it from within, expressing it first to myself in affirmative prayer and then to everyone in every way possible, so that it's not just an intellectual idea, that this is something that has been programmed into my consciousness by myself. I've accepted the truth. I'm receiving the truth. I receive the miracle of the truth in my mind, and now I offer it by my living, by my being the peacemaker, by my being pure in heart. Yes, we can be those things. We just need to decide that that's what we want and choose to do so. So I want to thank you, each and every one, for listening today and for choosing peace, for choosing to get on board with this revolution of consciousness. We'll see you next time on A World Powerfully Transformed.
Thank you, each and every one, for tuning in to this special edition of A World Powerfully Transformed, a Unity on Cape Cod podcast. If you would like to support this program or find out more about Unity on Cape Cod and our Sunday services, please visit our website, unityoncapecod.org, or stop by our spiritual center at 147 Walton Ave in Hyannis, Mass. We would love to get to know you. Be blessed and remember to be a blessing. This podcast was made possible in part through a grant from Unity Worldwide Ministries and the Templeton Foundation.